This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Employers are coming up with their own plans to get workers healthier. Just like Rob and Liz, they're using money as a motivation. But sometimes they're using threats of losing cash rather than rewards for good progress. Dr. Kevin Volpe is a professor at the Medical and Wharton Schools of the University of Pennsylvania. He's studied these workplace rewards programs. Welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to join you.
Why is this an area that workplaces are sort of getting involved in right now?
There's clearly been a shift in the last few years towards employers increasingly recognizing that the health habits of their employees are one of the top challenges to affordable benefits coverage. So I think that's really reason number one. Reason two relates to the sense that our health system really channels all the money, or nearly all the money, towards treating disease once people get sick. And I think there is a growing sense that we can probably do better than that by selectively focusing on programs that are successful in making people healthier and lowering their risk.
What sort of things are employers trying right now?
The most common approach we see is adjusting people's premiums based on outcome-based incentives, such as body mass index, not smoking, blood pressure, cholesterol being below certain targets, or tying incentives to participation in various programs.
If somebody listening to the show right now isn't at a workplace that is doing this sort of thing, and maybe doesn't have a workplace they go to at all, what can they learn from your research about how to do their own individual weight loss program?
I'm not sure we've seen great examples outside of research contexts in workplace settings that work very well. The IDEAL program really does provide people with much more in the way of ongoing frequent feedback and rewards that happen in the present and not just in the future.
And can you use financial incentives in sort of at the individual level? So I give myself $5 every time I go to the gym, something like that?
I think you could. We haven't seen people doing that successfully on their own in high numbers, at least not that has been reported in the literature. But there are a number of consumer sites that have cropped up on the web which try to help people set up those kind of programs. And I think the basic premise is probably common to many of them, that there are people who really want to lose weight and have, in fact, spent a lot of time, energy, money on trying to lose weight in the past and are willing to spend money on an incentive program that will provide some augmented motivation for themselves.
Now, you're a behavioral economist. Have you tried any of these tactics or strategies out on yourself in terms of changing your own behavior?
I've tried to keep it simple. So what I try to do is minimize carbohydrate ingestion, try to exercise frequently, eat lots of fruits and vegetables. And really, those three things are really all I do. I don't do any supplemental programs. I've never tried an incentive program on myself, although I've thought about it at various times.
What have you thought about trying to change?
Well, fortunately, I'm not somebody who's struggled a lot with my weight. That probably has more to do with my metabolism than any special personal characteristics or my underlying psychology. But I think that, you know, for everybody, there are different triggers, there are different challenges. And one of the keys is to really try to keep it simple, because I think sometimes people overwhelm themselves with trying to change everything in their lives. If you can substitute drinking zero-calorie beverages instead of regular soda, if you drink a lot of soda, that's going to reduce your caloric intake substantially.
Before I let you go, I want to ask about another good-for-us behavior, which it can be really hard to do, and that's saving money. And I think the government shutdown has maybe been a good reminder for all of us of the importance of an emergency fund. What do we know about the strategies out there that can help people save?
I think the most effective strategy, which has been found in behavioral economic work to be successful, is really changing the defaults of what people do in terms of savings, and particularly in the context of retirement savings. And the basic idea is that a lot of times when people are facing an important decision, they procrastinate because they want to think carefully about the pros and cons, carefully study all the options. And unfortunately, what often happens is that people never get around to making that decision. And so what the work and retirement savings has shown is that if you just change the percent of people's wages that come out of their paychecks automatically, people, once they make that decision, those change in defaults tend to be pretty sticky. And if 0% was coming out of your paycheck before, now it's 3%, now it's 5%, people tend to stick with that new default.
Dr. Kevin Volpp, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.